Chapter 2, The Creation of Eve. We have mentioned the great miracle which God wrought in the creation of the heavens and the earth, with all the living things that he made, and last of all, man himself. So Adam was made, an innocent and upright man created in the image of God, and delighting to do his will, and to hold daily communion with his Maker. God put him into the beautiful garden of Eden, to dress it and to keep it. This was his delightful occupation, and no doubt every plant and flower, with the lovely animals and birds and the fruits of the earth, all reminded him of his bountiful Creator, to whom he would give praise and thanks for all his kind provision. God also brought the animals and birds to Adam to see what he would call them, and whatever he called them, that was to be their name. Here then was Adam in these happy surroundings, with God as his friend and joy and peace in his soul, and in all around, and you might wonder what else he could have to make his happiness complete. Well, God had yet one more great blessing to give him. As yet Adam had no companion like himself, one who could dwell and live with him, who could love him and hold communion with him. It is true that he had his God, and delighted to commune with him. This would have been enough for Adam if God had designed it to be so. But God said it was not good that man should be alone, and so he would make him an help meet for him. He would give him this close companion of his life, so that he should not dwell alone, and they should be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. This then brings us to the second miracle, which is the creation of Eve as a wife for Adam. God had formed man of the dust of the ground, which was a great miracle indeed. Now he would make a wife for him, and he works another and different miracle. The Bible tells us how it was done. The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and took one of his ribs and made of it a woman, and brought her unto the man. Was not this a wonderful miracle? Adam was in a deep sleep, and knew not what was happening. But God must have told him, for he said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man." How closely united then he would feel to his wife. She was a part of himself, a part of his flesh and of his bones. This then was the first marriage, and it shows how much a man should love his wife. As God has said, so ought men to love their own wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it. So marriage was instituted, that a man should have one wife, and they two should be one flesh, and dwell together in love. Nothing should separate them but death. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. You will see then what an important step it is in life, and how both the man and the woman need to seek guidance of the Lord in this great matter. They will need to have love to one another, and to possess common interests, especially in respect of the truth of God. Be careful not to enter into an alliance which would lead you away from the truth and the right ways of God. But there is a deep meaning in marriage which we must not omit. It is a type of the union between Christ and His church. The Lord Jesus Christ is the bridegroom and husband of His church or people, and in a very wonderful way, they are members of His body, of His flesh, and of His bones. So the Apostle tells us, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it." And speaking of marriage, he says, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh." This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. In this life, Christ draws His people to Himself by His loving kindness and betroths them to Himself. And then, when this life is done, they are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. You will, of course, find about the creation of Eve in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, and about Christ and His church in the 5th chapter of the Ephesians. You can also read about the Lord betrothing His people to Himself in the book of Hosea, chapter 2, and about the marriage of the Lamb in the 19th chapter of Revelation.